for what they do. And, man, it kind of bites being back in Utah. Yesterday at this time, a lot of the leaders in the room were in Southern California. We're just finishing our cruise to Mexico, and we've got an announcement, by the way, about next year's cruise at the end of the event today that we'll be sharing. But, 70-degree weather, T-shirts and shorts and all-you-could-eat food and hanging out with your friends and stuff for a whole week on a cruise ship. It doesn't get too much better than that. And now we're back to, 25-degree weather and smog and crusty, dried-up, dirty snow. But I'm back amongst friends. I love this business. I love what it's done for our friends and for our family members. And, Mr. Udy's introduction is partially true. The fact is, I don't have a high school diploma. I don't have a GED. I found myself doing manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to prepaid legal services. When I was about 16 years of age, my father was diagnosed with cancer. He spent the next few years in and out of the hospitals, going through radiation and chemotherapy and surgeries to save his life. And during that time, there was no income coming in. Consequently, the bills weren't getting paid, and so the cars were repossessed in the middle of the night. In fact, a sheriff showed up at our house a short while after that, informed us that our house had been sold at a public auction and that we now had to vacate the premises because we were trespassing on the bank's property. And my parents had always encouraged me to go to school, get good grades, go out and get a good. You guys have heard that story too. And I thought to myself, my father has degrees from major universities, even an engineering degree, but what type of job security did that route get him? And I thought, it's good to be educated, but there's something more important today, and that's survival. And so I left school early to go get a job to survive, to help pay what bills we could. And I found myself earning minimum wage constantly. In fact, a few years after that, I was at Jiffy Lube. I was making $4.25 an hour at the age of 21. My friends who had stayed in high school were now graduating from college. And I could tell by the cars that they drove when they came into Jiffy Lube that some of them made more money in a month than I made in a year. I mean, when they're coming in a BMW or a Lexus or Mercedes, and I'm making $4.25 an hour driving a bicycle, I realize, something's wrong with this equation. And that's when I started to think, I've got to make more money. I've got to do something different. This just isn't working out. And so the only way I knew how to make more money at that point in my life was to go out and get a second. And some of you might be doing that also right now, working evenings or weekends. And so I started to delivering pizzas in the evening. So I'd work all day long at Jiffy Lube, run home, shower, change, get that oil smell off me, and then I'd go deliver pizzas till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and then I'm back at Jiffy Lube at 9 a.m. and work there till 6, and then I'm off delivering pizzas till midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm doing this sometimes 6 days a week, making more money than I'd ever made in my life, but yet the quality of life was worse than it had ever been. I had no time to enjoy any money that I was earning with friends and families and hobbies and things like that. Somehow I met an incredible woman, and we ended up getting married. And that rat wheel just got a little bit faster that I was on. Now all of a sudden it's, when you're single and you screw up financially, you can move back in with mom and dad. But when you're married, that is not as appealing of an option to her to move back in with your parents. And so all of a sudden, I kept telling myself, next year, I'm gonna get ahead on my bills so that I can go back to school, I can get a good education and get a better job and provide better for you. But next year, all of a sudden, here's now a kid coming along. It's like, oh my gosh, now that rat wheel got even a little bit faster and we're running as fast as we can. And I keep telling, next year, and next year there's another kid. And all of a sudden you realize, man, you can never get off that rat wheel. It's just going as fast as it can, and you're just trying to keep up with it. And that's when I was introduced to the home-based business industry. Now, the first time I heard about this industry, I thought it was perfect. I mean, I get to work the hours I want with the people I want, and I can work from the comfort of my home. And I got involved with a company, filled my closets and pantries full of their products, and it took me probably 5-6 years to use up the last bottle, and we never made a dime. And we spent a lot of money in that company. And I was introduced shortly after that to another company. And we got involved in that company. And we spent a lot of money and we never made any money. And then we did it again a third time and a fourth time. You'd think I would have learned. After the fourth time, it was a $5,000 investment to get involved. I put it on a credit card. It took me over 3 years at 20-something percent interest to pay off that loan. And my wife made me take that oath. And we will never do another home-based business. So help me God. I know there's somebody else in this room that has taken that oath with their spouse, you know. And then a couple of years later, a relative showed up at our house. November 29th, 1999. Said, Dave, I've got something to show you. Take 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested. I knew it was a home-based business. I said, that's okay. I can tell you no in about 15 minutes. But out of respect for the person, I agreed to give them just a few minutes to show me what it was they were doing. I was kind of curious, too. And so we sat down and we watched a video. She said nothing, just hit play on a VCR. And 15 minutes later, me and my wife said, that made sense. And we filled out the paperwork and we bought the membership. But then we found out that the lady who showed us that video made more money in 15 minutes saying nothing at all than I made for 2 full days at work. And that's when I found out, yeah, I'm doing the wrong thing. Because this lady's watching television making more money than I make for 2 days at work. I can watch television with the best of them. Okay? I'm qualified to do her job. And so we joined Prepaid Legal. We went out and started showing that video part-time, 5 to 10 hours a week. Within a few months, it was paying me more than my 60-hour week job. So we transitioned, went full-time with Prepaid Legal. After our second year, it was paying us a six-figure income. Hasn't paid us less than six figures now, last 8+ years in a row. And life is definitely different today than it was a few short years ago when we were on that rat wheel running as fast as we could just to stay broke. And even though I appreciate the, you know, the applause and the accolades and everything, it's very scary to look back on that day, November 29th, 1999, and think to myself, what if on that day I didn't even give that lady 15 minutes? I mean, where would my wife and kids be today with my resume, no high school diploma, if I didn't take 15 minutes and just take a look? Even worse than that, what if I took a look and I said, well, it looks good, it sounds good, feels good, but I've tried things like this before and they didn't work, therefore this one's not going to work. You know, again, where would my family be? And so even though I appreciate the applause, truth is it's the guests that have come out here tonight, this morning. Wow, the weekend snuck up on us and it's already morning. This morning, with an open mind to see if we might have a good fit for them. Let's give the guests the applause they deserve. All right, with that said, let's jump right on into it. The things we're going to cover today, 3 major challenges in America, the best solutions, the opportunity and timing, and the action steps that you get to take. First major problem in America, people are saying, I don't have enough time, I don't have enough money. We're going to show you some interesting statistics on that. I've yet to meet the person that says, Dave, I've got too much money here, take some. And those that have a lot of extra time are usually what we call unemployed, and that's not a good place to be in this day and age. Second and third major problems in America, identity theft just surpassed drug trafficking for the number one crime for criminals in America today. And then the broken legal system. The top 10% have always been able to afford it. The bottom 10% have it provided to them, but then it's the middle class that pays for it through your tax dollars. And you don't get access to it unless you pay $200, $300, $400 per hour upfront in the form of a retainer. And we just think that that is not justice on any level. 5 areas we want you to evaluate. The company, is it a solid company? Is it going to be here tomorrow? The need in the marketplace. Do people really need what we're offering? Or is this just another excuse to launder money between friends? The product, do we have something that you're proud to represent? And then the compensation, do we pay you enough money that you will pay attention? And then timing, being in the right place at the right time. Is that better than being smart? Am I pretty much living proof of that? All right. Let's talk about the company a little bit. Been in business for about 37 years. We're publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. That means if you're a skeptical person, you don't have to worry about all the researchers because it's been done for you by the world's largest stock exchange. You're not going to do more research on our company than the NYSE. We actually began with a serious automobile accident where the founder of our company was driving down a rural country road in Ada, Oklahoma. A driver coming the opposite direction crossed the double yellow line and hit him head on. Now, he had prepaid for his automobile insurance that replaced his vehicle. He had prepaid for his health insurance that took care of all the medical bills. He had paid for life insurance. Thankfully, he did not need to use that. What he wasn't prepared for was the lawsuit the driver who was cited for being at fault filed against him. He spent nearly a year's worth of his income in legal fees just to prove that he was the innocent party. But does that mean you get your money back if you win? Absolutely not. Nearly bankrupted him. And he thought to himself, as a responsible husband and father, I have prepaid for all of these services to protect me against catastrophic expenses. And yet this one slipped through the cracks. There's got to be something out there that could stop this from happening again. Henceforth, out of need, not greed, he started what we know today as prepaid legal services. Now, I want you to pay attention. We all know that the economy's bad. You can see it on the news out there. But through the last two recessions that have been out there, prepaid legal still has been putting up record sales, record growth, record profit. Notice back in the early 90s, we had one. It wasn't too bad. We came out of it not too long after that. Then we had again, we remember when dot-coms went dot-bomb? In the 2001 recession, that's the red line. You can see we eventually came out of that. But look at what we're going through right now currently. They've nicknamed this one, not the great recession, but look at the direction. It's still headed. Americans are still not optimistic about 6 months, a year from now, that it's going to be any better than it is right now. In fact, this next graph really blew my mind. I want you to pay attention to this. This is back in January of 07, back when it was still the land of milk and honey here in America. Look at the yellow. The yellow is about 4% unemployment in the yellow counties. 5% is the red. Almost the worst you can find on there is 7% purple. That's about the worst you can find in America. Now watch the graph as we just go through a brief timeline and see what happens. That's January of 07 where we start. February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 2008. That's where it's at today. That's 3 months ago. I don't have the last 3 months in there. People 2 years ago that thought they had a good job, thought that everything was okay, didn't need a home-based business, didn't need the tax breaks, didn't need a backup plan just in case. Have some of them changed their mind? Yeah. What used to be a good business opportunity is now a great business opportunity because tens of millions of Americans have changed their mind about how corporate America is going to treat them. Just yesterday, as we were getting off the ship, my friend called me, who had a great job, said, "Dave, they just laid me off." One of my best friends called me, had a great job in corporate America, as far as jobs go. I'm so unemployable, it's ridiculous. But if I had to have a job, he had a good one. But he too is now in that purple category. You see, we have the best opportunity out there, period, bar none. You aren't hearing about any layoffs at in prepaid legal. In fact, you hear about record hiring to handle the volume that's happening with our company. Look what everyone else is saying about our company, because I'm going to say good things about the company. Forbes magazine, look at this. One of the best 200 small companies in America, 8 years. 8 years. Less than five companies in the history have ever accomplished that. We actually have ranked the highest of those. Money magazine, one of the top stocks of the 1990s. Yeah, the 90s. Remember when that first recession hit? Money magazine says, hey, this stock outperformed Microsoft during the 90s. Fortune magazine, one of the fastest growing companies in America, two consecutive years in a row. Why are we having so much phenomenal growth, and why is the future so bright? Because when people have financial problems, their homes being repossessed, their cars, things like that, are those legal situations? They need what we have when times get tough. And when times are good, and they're prospering and growing and building their wealth, they need attorneys to help protect their assets. Again, record sales, record growth, record profits, 16 years in a row. Everybody stand up real quick. We're going to do a quick exercise. I was 28 years old hearing about this company for the first time, and I thought to myself, I don't need an attorney. Mom and Dad never used attorneys. Grandma, Grandpa never used attorneys. Then it was better explained to me what legal situations are. Have you ever been overcharged for any type of repair? If you have a seat. Have you ever tried to return a defective product and been treated unfairly? If you have a seat. Have you ever received a traffic ticket? Have a seat. Well, we have quite a few good drivers in the room or lucky people. Give them a hand. Give them a hand. That's okay. You don't need to sit down yet. Lost a security deposit. Signed a contract. Yeah. See, everyone in America has had some type of a legal situation. They just didn't consider it a legal situation at $200, $300, $400 an hour. Annually, hospitalizations are outnumbered by court filings almost 3-1. Now, we all know how important access to the medical system is because we've seen what happened to the family who had a tragic medical situation in their family and they lost everything. And we don't want to end up like that family. So we value access to the medical industry. But yet, when court situations are outnumbering medical situations 3-1, is there a huge need for the product that we bring to the marketplace? So what do we do? A prepaid legal plan does for your attorney and legal bills, what health insurance has always done for your doctor and hospital bills. For a small monthly fee of $26 or less, members receive a comprehensive legal service plan that provides their family protection of their legal rights, peace of mind, and security. Who's covered by that membership? Here's the best part. In the state of Utah, it's the whole litter. It's all of them. I mean, you think about parents of teenage drivers. You remember when you called your agent and said, my boy just turned 16. I need to add him to the policy. What happened? Price went up. And then if you ever had to use it because they hit somebody, what happened? The price goes up again, or they just drop you and say you're too high risk. What I love about prepaid legal is in 37 years, we've never raised the rate of an existing member. Not one nickel for using it too much or adding too many dependents. And that just means value here in Utah. Five areas of our coverage, they all are inclusive in that $26. Let's start with the very first one, preventive legal. Now, coming from a Jiffy Lube background, I understood preventive maintenance. I knew it's cheaper to change the oil than it is to change the engine. Would anybody argue that? No, that'd be ridiculous, huh? We all practice preventive maintenance in our lives in different areas. For example, hygiene. How many of you have taken a shower in the last week? Okay, good. 60% of you. That is nice. And if you didn't, your neighbor next to you appreciated you not raising your arm on that question. Brushing your teeth, that costs money. Toothpaste, toothbrushes, floss. But root canals cost money. How many tubes of toothpaste can you purchase with the price of just one root canal? A lot. So even when you're at the store buying the toothpaste and you're spending money, are you really saving money long term? Yeah. Here's what we found out in the legal industry. It's cheaper to keep you out of court than it is to pay for an attorney to represent you in court. So how do we keep you out of court? First thing we do is give you unlimited phone consultation in any area of law so that you'll start making better decisions. Pick up the phone. Call the attorney. It might be an employment question. Might be a neighbor issue. Might be a consumer issue. Tax questions. Might be family issues. Doesn't matter what it is. Unlimited number of subjects that you can pick up the phone and just talk to an attorney. Not a secretary, not a paralegal, a bar certified attorney, proficient in the area of law that you need information about. Once you know what your rights are, you may need a letter or a phone call made on your behalf to resolve that legal situation. Quick example of that, me and my wife had built a house up in the canyon, and We had had a fire suppressant system installed in the house, and that's just, you know, these little heads right here sticking out of the ceiling. The theory is that if there's a fire, they're going to come on, they're going to put out the, you know, fire, there'll be some water damage in that room, but the structure as a whole should remain standing. Therefore, ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure. Yeah, it costs a little bit of money, but it's all better than building the whole house, right? Okay, so soon after we moved in, one of the heads started leaking, and it wasn't a flood. It was a few drops a day. So now we've got more of a nuisance leak than anything else, but the pipes that run through the attic are pressurized with antifreeze so that the pipes won't freeze, expand, crack, flood your house, mold damage, everything else like that. So now we've got a few drops a day dripping on our brand new carpet in our living room in our brand new house. Now, I don't know about you guys, but there's something that doesn't sound safe about your kids playing in a puddle of antifreeze. So we called the contractor, asked him to come back and fix the problem. Has anybody else ever called the contractor after they've been paid? Okay, so you guys know what I'm talking about. To the rest of you, they join the witness protection plan. They go underground. You don't see them anymore. And we called over and over and over trying to get the contractor to come back and fix the problem. To no avail. He would not come back out. So we called our attorney. We used our unlimited phone consultation. We found out what our legal rights are. But more importantly than that, the attorney sent a letter on our behalf to their corporate office to get their attention real quick. They fired off this letter to the Central Sprinkler Company in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, and they explained what Dave and Wendy Hall's legal rights were. Well, amazingly enough, we had a phone call the next day. Mr. Hall, we're so sorry about the misunderstanding. They were more than cooperative, willing to come out and fix the problem. They came out, fixed the problem right away, a 10-cent rubber washer in the head, replaced it, all's well. But now we've got another problem because they had ignored us. That antifreeze dripping on our carpet had discolored our carpet about the size of a silver dollar, one shade lighter than the rest of the living room. And this is a brand new house, brand new carpet, so my wife's thinking this is a capital punishment case. Somebody needs to die. But now they're dealing with Mr. Hall, who's sue happy. He's crazy. He calls attorneys. And so instead of arguing with me or ignoring me, right away they offered to just compensate us and pay us to replace the carpet in the entire living room. They cut us a check for $2,928.17 to recarpet the entire living room. So me and my wife went to Walmart. We bought a $5 rug and we put it over that stain. We put that money in the bank. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I ain't ripping out brand new carpet over a stain on your carpet that big. Let me ask you a question. At $26 a month, how long do I need to stay a member of this service just to break even on the $3,000 that one circumstance happened? Yeah, long time. Let me ask you a different question. At $200-$400 an hour, how many of you would pick up the phone and call a law firm over a stain on your carpet that big? See, and that's why I never thought that I needed an attorney either growing up. It's because I thought, well, we don't have legal situations in our family. Now that I look back and I see what a prepaid legal plan does, I'm like, oh, I so could have used one on this situation and that situation and that situation. And it just goes to show that when you have access to good legal counsel and you don't have to look in a checking account to find out if you can talk to an attorney, you start to use them a lot more often. And you get treated a lot different from the people who don't have access to it. On top of that, unlimited number of personal contracts and documents reviewed before you buy a car, cell phone, health club membership, real estate, lease an apartment, anything, please have an attorney review it. Make sure it's in your best interest. And then a standard will prepared to protect your assets. One of the first things that me and my wife did when we became members of this service was we had our estate planning done by the attorneys. Now, that's a separate one for me and a separate one for my wife because, you know, I need my own will done and she needs hers done. Most attorneys that we've talked to said we would have charged you anywhere from $600 to $1,000 for your durable powers of attorney, directive to physicians, and a requisition of tangible assets. Those three documents all prepared in here. But then every year, as new kids, new cars, new houses, new investments, as things in your life change, this needs to change. And so each year, you have to get it updated. Well, if you don't have a prepaid legal membership, you're paying hundreds of dollars an hour for those simple updates. But as a prepaid legal member, for the last decade, every time me and my wife get our estate plans updated, it's all included, no additional cost. Ladies and gentlemen, we already know the prepaid legal membership runs about 86 cents a day for our legal plan. From what we've described so far today, for 86 cents a day, if you could sit down with your friends, family, neighbors, and they knew what you know right now at 86 cents, no contract, month to month, they could cancel and let it go at any time, no buyout clause. Can we agree you're going to get your money's worth? Absolutely. Then the rest of it's free. Let's show you what you get for free. Driving representation. If you receive a moving traffic violation anywhere in America, fax it into the law firm. The goal of the attorneys is now to keep the points, fines, penalties reduced or dismissed off your driving record. Trial defense services. If you're named as a defendant in a lawsuit, we start you out with a schedule of hours, but then each year we keep increasing those hours up to 335 hours your fifth year. IRS audit protection services. We're going to give you 50 hours of tax attorney time preparing for that audit and going to that audit, and a 25% preferred member discount on any other legal services that we have not already given you 100% of upfront. Now think about this. Sometimes legal situations fall outside of our 100% coverage, like bankruptcies, divorce, child custody issues. These are things where you're going to hire an attorney anyway. Why not get a substantial discount and know that you're getting one of the best attorneys out there? If you're going to hire an attorney anyway. I mean, it would be silly to tell you we could do everything under the sun for 86 cents. There's going to be some things where you just get a substantial discount. I can tell you, though, in the 10 years that I've been using the service, and I've used it many, many, many times, I've never had to pay for the preferred member discount. I've used it well over 100 times. And everything that I've used it for has been covered up here. I'm not looking forward to having to use that section. Hopefully, I know. It's kind of like life insurance. Not looking forward to using it, okay? But isn't it nice to know that you have and you don't need it than to one day all of a sudden need it and not even have it? Absolutely. And then 24-hour emergency access. If something happens after hours or on the weekends, you're going to have access to your attorney 24 hours a day. You guys, not even the wealthy people have access to their attorneys 24 hours a day. At 3 o'clock in the morning, yes, we have an attorney on call waiting in case something happens in the middle of the night. Now, that's all that we did for 31 years was offer an incredible legal plan. But a few years ago, we strapped a rocket to a rocket when we launched the next portion of our membership, which is in response to what is now the number one reported crime in the world, and that's identity theft. Most people associate identity theft with a financial problem. They think it's a credit card issue. And granted, credit cards do fall into it, and financial is part of it. But it will be the least of your concerns if you're a victim of identity theft. There are far more serious areas of identity theft. And yet millions of, quote, identity theft memberships have been sold by little companies out there that simply protect one area, and that's the financial end. Every credit card company out there today will sell you an identity theft product to protect their card. But if anything else happens outside of their card, it's not included in their membership. Let's talk about some of those other areas. What about Social Security identity theft? Let's say that somebody was working under your name here in America, under your social, and they didn't pay the taxes. Eventually, the IRS came calling. You might have seen the lady on CNN not too long ago out of Dublin, California. She owed the IRS over $1 million in back taxes because of illegal immigrants working under her Social Security number. Now, if you owe the IRS $1 million, true, you do have an identity theft problem. But don't you have a bigger legal problem? Wouldn't access to tax attorneys be a pretty important element? Well, don't call American Express and say, I'm paying for identity theft protection. I got a $1 million problem. I need some help. They're going to say that's not included on our membership. Don't call Citibank. Don't call any of those companies. Because it had nothing to do with their credit card. On top of that, medical identity theft. This is actually the fastest growing segment of identity theft out there. I apologize, this isn't big enough for everybody to read. This is the front cover of Reader's Digest. ID thieves, new target, your medical records. Now, why on earth would thieves want to steal your medical information? yeah, you seen the cost of prescription drugs, medical procedures? What if they could go get some prescription drugs for heart problems or diabetes or something more serious and bill it to your insurance company? I know people that pay over $1,000 a month just in prescription drugs. What if they could bill that $1,000 a month to somebody else and not have to pay it? It's their hard-earned money. Will people compromise their values simply to save money sometimes? Yeah, they will. But when they stick those medications on your medical file, and one day you're in a car accident, you're unconscious, you're rushed to a hospital, and you can't speak for yourself, your medical records will speak for you. And when that doctor pulls that file and sees some serious prescription drugs for a major medical problem, is he going to treat you different as a patient? Yeah. That'll be an identity theft problem. You won't care about your credit cards. That won't matter to you, and it won't matter to your family either when you're dealing with the consequences of that type of medical identity theft. Character and criminal identity theft, I don't think we need to spend a whole lot of time explaining why criminals would want to create crimes in other people's names. That should be fairly obvious, right? Okay. Driver's license identity theft, go on Google this afternoon and just type in the words fake ID. See how many thousands of companies are willing to sell you a fake form of an identification. Yeah. I mean, hologram, magnetic strip, security seal, all embedded. The same software that our DMV uses has been hacked in, stolen. Other companies outside the United States jurisdiction, if you'll simply upload a photo of your face to them within 5 business days for less than $100, you can have a secure form of identification. Use it to get on and off airplanes, travel. Can you go open up bank accounts and start destroying somebody's good name? Absolutely. Is there any one of those areas you cannot go out and commit once you have a secure form of identification? Yeah. Very, very, very easy to do. So let's talk about what we do. First of all, you look at Mr. Ben Bernanke. Here's the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board, arguably one of the most powerful men in the world. You can see the article date, August of 2009. This is just a few months ago. Him and his wife both had their identity stolen. Now, he has access to the CIA, the FBI, the postal inspector. I mean, all of law enforcement is basically at his disposal. And they still got his identity. If they can steal one of the most powerful men in the world's identities and his wife's and go destroy him, can they get your JCPenney card? Absolutely. It's crazy to hear people say, well, I'm careful with my credit cards. I don't give out my information over the phone. You guys, the days for being careful about your information were over a decade ago. Your information is already everywhere. Anywhere you've ever got a job, anywhere you've ever worked, gone to a doctor, a dentist, applied for credit, bought something, financed something, and every one of those companies have then turned around and resold it to marketing companies to figure out who you are as a consumer. And your information is in databases that have been hacked into and stolen. There's not a person in this room who we can't buy your social and your mother's maiden name. 1995. Less than $20, you can buy their mother's maiden name and their social, and they're in databases. And guess what? You say, well, that sounds like a crime. That's illegal. They shouldn't do that. You're right, they shouldn't. But the problem is you signed the fine print somewhere where someone said, we hold the right to resell your information. And you didn't have an attorney at the time, so you just said, oh, this looks good. I want the TV. Sign it. Finance. Done. So your information's already been out there and you authorized it. You can't get it back now. It's too late. Now all you can do is monitor it. So let's talk about how we do that. We use the world's largest risk management company. We send you a copy of your credit report so you can see what it looks like today. But then we monitor it every single day. If anything pops up, new accounts, derogatories, change of address, public records, liens, anything, you're going to be notified. Is this you? Yes or no? If it's you, just let it go through. If it's not you, we assign a licensed private investigator to go in and completely restore your identity to the good name that it was before the problem happened. We do this for an additional $9.95. That covers both the husband and the wife. You add that to our $26 legal plan, we're talking $35.95 for the entire suite of products. If you're waiting for a catch, here's the catch. There's a $10 processing fee, okay? No contract, month to month, so you don't ever need to worry about, oh, I don't want to burn any of my friends or family, you know, get them into a deal that they're stuck with a long-term contract, month to month. If anyone ever wants to hit the eject button, there's no buyout clause or cancellation fees or anything else like that. They can keep it as long as they want. Here's what I've noticed after the last 10 years doing this. Once people start to use it, they kind of start to wonder how we ever got along without it. It's kind of like, you know, cell phones. I remember, you know, not having a cell phone and seeing cell phones starting to come on the market. And I thought to myself, how stupid is that? Telephones in your car. Why would you ever need a phone in your car? There's payphones on every corner. I mean, what's so urgent that I have to call someone now? You guys remember thinking that? First time I saw a guy with the phone in his car, hello? I thought, how vain. Telephones in your car. What's next? TVs? That'll never happen. I got 7 LCD screens in my SUV today. So everyone has their own TV cruising down the road on vacation. But it's crazy how I watched a few people have phones, and next thing you know, I saw on the window, oh, free phone. I thought, free phone? How are they giving away those things for free? 3-year contract, read the fine print. Didn't read the fine print, bought the phone. But now I'm starting to use it, and I'm thinking, this is so cool. How did I ever live without a phone? As soon as I get one, I'm like, honey, you need one. So now I'm buying one for the wife because I want to talk to you when you're at the grocery store. Just in case you forget something, I want to call you and say, hey, get me some more ice cream. We're out of ice cream, you know? Today, if you lose your phone, isn't it the crappiest day in the world? Isn't it? You can't function today without your phone. And yet, it wasn't but a few years ago when we said, I'll never need that. That's just an extra expense every month. Today, the thought of not having an attorney on retainer, the thought of not being able to call someone to straighten something out. If someone rips me off, if someone treats me unfairly, if someone doesn't do something they said they were going to do, if I bought something that's defective and the store won't treat me fairly, if I got a traffic ticket and I'm concerned about my insurance rates, the thought of not being able to call someone and get the problem resolved, I'm like, man, how do people live in the world today without this service? The peace of mind that we enjoy. But most of you didn't come down here this morning because you thought, man, I need a sexy legal plan. I'm going to go down to the community college and see if someone's selling them. Somebody probably told you about very average people making way above average incomes sharing this information on a part-time or even a full-time basis. And that leads us to our business opportunity. And I'm a strong believer that everyone in America should have access to their legal rights and protection of their good name. But not everybody should be our business partner. It requires a financial investment to be our business partner. The membership is completely separate. If all you want today is to protect your family, you don't need to do the business. And that's what I love. There's a separation there. You can choose one or the other or both. The investment has always been a mere $249. Best investment I ever made in my life. I actually didn't have the $249. I had to borrow it from a relative to get started. Now, I don't know if you've ever taken out a loan, but the last loan in the world that you ever want to default on is the one from Bank of Mother-in-Law. I was concerned she would repo my kids' Christmas gifts if I didn't pay that money back. But we got started, and as they say, the rest is history. And I'm going to let the cat out of the bag because people I know are antsy to let their guests know. Even though that $249 has been an incredible investment. The beginning of this month, the founder of our company was on a conference call with a lot of the leaders, and he announced that right now, to kick off 2010, instead of the incredible investment of $249, anyone can get started this month for only $72. $72. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I can't take my wife out on a date. I mean, by the time you go out to dinner and then a movie and popcorn and pay the babysitter, I'm over $100 every Friday night. I mean, that's just date night. And for less than one date, I can buy a piece of a New York Stock Exchange company that can set my family free and give us back our life. That's crazy. I mean, there's a lot of business owners in this room that have spent tens of thousands of dollars trying to get a business up off the ground, and it failed. There's people in this room that lost their house trying to get a business up and going. $72? It's not going to set anybody back. But what if it does work? What if it does work? Here's what you get for your $72 investment. You get our communications tools. You get marketing, advertising. You get 3 months of our web presence, where you can literally have a web presence where someone, you know, on the other side of the country can go online, watch a brief presentation online, and then they can hit join now and they can sign up and enroll themselves in the business, and you get paid immediately the next business days. All your marketing, advertising, everything you need to literally go out and make thousands of dollars is all included in that one-time $72. And that's not an annual renewal fee. That's a once-in-a-lifetime investment of $72. So here's how the compensation plan works. We go out and we share the membership with somebody. If they say, wow, that makes sense, you're compensated $35 at the junior associate level, which is where everybody starts. Once you've simply done that 25 times, then you go out and you make $69 every time you share that membership. You've doubled your income in the business. Once you've done that 50 times, then you move up to the $138 compensation level. Now, that is just simply marketing memberships, not bringing anybody onto your team. There are people last year that made $600,000 in our company simply doing that. $600,000 in 1 year, simply marketing memberships. So can you make a good income doing just that? Never signing up anybody for the business opportunity. You can make a great six-figure income. For those of you that would like to skip the first two levels and just start at the $138 level, just sponsor one person. So that means you invite one person that says, I not only want the membership, but I'll invest $72 to change my life. And when you see the tax breaks that you get for that $72 investment, that's just a no-brainer. No-brainer means you don't even need a brain to make that decision. So a lot of our friends and family now qualify for the business opportunity. Okay? Once you go out and just help four people get on your team, four people, remember this level, four people, it looks like this. You have three people on your front line, and one of those three have brought in one person on their line. Now you're a manager, making $172 every time somebody purchases a membership from you. Go out there and help three managers get going on your team. Now you're a director, making $207. Help one person go director. Now you're an executive director, making $252. I saw that blue column there and I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to get wealthy on the blue column. I saw a way to make more money in 15 minutes just watching a video about this product than I made for two full days at work. I was like, man, this is my ticket out. And they said, well, Dave, that's good money, but that ain't the real money. You'll make more money in the red column. The red column is the override money. That's the money you make when other people on your team go out and market a membership. Hypothetical example, if you're an associate, you have a junior associate, he goes and makes a sale, he gets $35, but you also get $35 for the sale that he made. When you're a senior associate, you have a junior associate, goes out and makes a membership sale, they get $35. You get $35 plus $69, about $104 for the sale that they went and made. Are you financially motivated to help them make a lot of sales? Yes, you are, and we'll show you another example of that here shortly. But then the green column is what's kept me around. That's the money you get long term. See, the red and blue is just for the first year. After the first year, you can receive up to 25% of what you received the first year, every year, annually, for the rest of your life, as long as that membership's on the books. In other words, I'm still being paid today for memberships that I marketed 10 years ago, but I haven't talked to those families in 10 years. Now think about that for a second. How much money are you being paid today for the work that you were doing 10 years ago? For most of us, nothing. The vast majority of Americans are never even offered a chance at residual income in any occupation out there. And here we have residual income. So here's a hypothetical example. Ann's manager. Once again, how many people does it take to become a manager? four people. Ann goes and shares it with Bob. Bob says this makes sense. Ann makes $172 simply because Bob bought the membership. But Bob says, I also want to do the business opportunity. He spends $72. He becomes an associate. He goes out and sells a membership to his three friends, Sue, Joe, and the Johnsons. They all buy a membership from Bob. Bob makes a commission on each one of those, but this story is about Ann. Ann made an override off of Bob's work of $138 on each one of those. Add that all up together, it's $586. $586, but how many people did Ann go out and talk to? One, Bob. So in your very hectic, busy life, could you possibly find yourself like Ann? That means you had four people on your team. And you talk to one person a week, and they say, hey, I get this, and I have friends. Yeah. And I know $586 a week isn't going to retire anybody wealthy, but could it start to take care of some of those credit card bills? The car payments, the groceries, the house, things like that. Yeah, it could over time. Is there any limit to how many people will let you talk to? So this example is if Ann talked to one, Bob. What if she talked to two that said yes? Three. Four. There are people in this room that have brought in over 20 people in 1 month. And there's no glass ceiling at that level if you want to bring in more than that. As this economy, reflect back to that chart of America, as this economy gets worse, will more people be looking for opportunity? Yeah. The opportunity is only getting better and better every single day. Best part is, we don't need salespeople. We don't need the used car salesman. We don't need the snake oil salesman. We don't need salespeople at all. In fact, salespeople usually screw this up because they try to sell it instead of just share it. Remember, the lady who showed up at my house just said, I've got something to show you. It'll take 15 minutes. You may or may not be interested and hit play on a VCR. Now think about that. She just hit play. Here we are 10 years later. She's now brought in three people. Can we all agree she's doing this part-time? Three people in 10 years? Okay. She makes $3,000 to $5,000 a month off of what we produce. $3,000 to $5,000 a month. I was down at her house in November in Texas. I said, Linda, why don't you go full-time? She's like, you know what? My house is paid for, my cars are paid for, my bills are paid for with the prepaid legal money. I'm happy. I want to be a grandma. Just want to travel around and see my grandkids. I'm not interested in getting rich. Why someone's not interested in getting rich blows my mind. I don't know. But she's not. She's content. She's happy. And you know what? God bless her. She's living her dream life. How many of us can say that we are too? Again, you don't need to be a salesperson. Just share it with people. Best part is we get paid every single day. Can y'all say every day?
Every day.
Monday through Friday. If the banks are open, deposits are happening. Now, two major goals our company has. First of all, protect every family in North America with our legal plan and identity theft protection. And then create more millionaires than any other company in history. More millionaires. Notice we didn't say create more millions. That's what most CEOs want. Our CEO said, I want to create more millionaires. In fact, in 2007, you can see every 12 days, we had a new person saying, I'm making a six-figure income with prepaid legal. Every 12 days. How long do you need to stay at your current place of employment with the raises that they're giving out until you're making six figures? Every 26th day, a new millionaire? How long do you need to stay at your place of employment until you're a millionaire? And yet we're popping them left and right here with prepaid legal. Now, we also have car allowances. I'm not going to get into those, but you can get up to $500 after your first year, up to $500 a month in a car allowance. You can talk to the person that invited you here, and they can give you more details on that. Market timing couldn't be better. Less than 3% of market penetration here in America right now. But over in Europe, almost 80%. Now, it's been there for 102 years. So in all fairness, they got a head start on us. But if we're the most sue-happy, litigious society the world has ever known, could we make up some of that gap? Absolutely. And we're creating a new millionaire every 26 days, and we're less than 3%. What happens when we go to 6%, 9%, 12%, and so on and so forth? It won't be too long until it's how many millionaires per week and then per day that our company is creating over the next couple of decades. Market penetration here in America, you can see the blue states, they're kind of saturated. They're at 3%. Might want to stay away from those. But red states, look, they're wide open. I mean, there's tons of them. Gray states, nobody cares to live in right now. So, health insurance, very similar industry, took a while to catch on. People didn't understand the concept when it first came out. What, you want me to give you money up front in case I need to go to the hospital? Didn't make sense. But then you saw families get wiped out for medical bills. And then you saw another family that had the same medical situation, but they said, but thankfully, we had health insurance and it kicked in and covered it. And you're like, whoa, I want to be that family. I don't want to be the family that got wiped out. And you see people that worked for 30, 40 years and lost everything because of one medical situation. And so today we value the medical coverage. Once 2% of Americans said, hey, I'm not skeptical, this makes sense, and they bought it, 7 years later, 52% of Americans had bought health insurance. See, we're creating millionaires on this flat line. What happens when all of a sudden that growth chart takes off? I mean, this is the right time. This is what people say, man, Dave, I wish I'd have got in 10 years ago when you did. It's like, no, we were back here. That's been a great ride for my family, but I lose sleep at night thinking about that ride. I get goosebumps thinking about the next 5 to 10 years. That's where the fortunes are going to be made. Is the people that are joining right now. You're at the right time, the right place with this company. Life insurance, did it have its first day in business? Were there skeptical people that said, that's stupid? Yes. But today, has it pretty much proven self-evident that it's a common sense product for every family to own? Yeah, if you can get it, most people want it. Automobile insurance. Common sense product, right? Hopefully everyone in this room owns it. The real question is, who in this room is getting residual income off the other 99% of you? Yeah, none of us. You weren't invited to that party where you got residual income on every car that's insured on the streets today. What about health insurance? Somebody in this room's got to be getting residual income off of health insurance. You weren't invited. Your family wasn't included in that. Is the health insurance industry making money? Why don't you look at the outside of any skyscraper in downtown USA and you'll see on the outsides of those big buildings, insurance companies' names. Insurance companies are making plenty of money. It's just you're not invited to get a piece of the pie. This is the first industry out there that's opened it up to the little guy, you and me. And there are large insurance companies that have gone to Mr. Stonecipher and offered to buy our company out. Plenty of them. And he's turned every one of them down. Out of loyalty to us, to leave the opportunity for you and me. You will get to dictate history over the next decade or two as we go up to the 80-90 percentile in market penetration out there. Now, we've asked a few other people to come up and share a quick success story. If you're one of those people, please come forward, share your success story, and then we'll wrap this up. Give them a hand as they're coming up, guys.
My name's Lucas Hill, and prior to Prepaid Legal, I was kind of just your average nobody. I'm a young guy, dropped out of high school, made some bad decisions when I was young, and those consequences left me with working 80 or 90 hours a week at most jobs that other people wouldn't take. I started this with our company very, very skeptical because I was so young. I thought maybe I was naive. It was too good to be true, but I hopped in very part-time, and to make a long story short, we've been involved for about 16 or 17 months, and we work really hard, but these last 5 days, Monday through Friday, the company sent a few of us on an all-expense-paid vacation on a cruise down to Mexico, which was amazing. But the best part about it was we got paid about $2,000 while we were gone. So I absolutely love this company.
Hi, my name is Deanne Foster, and my background is that I was a stay-at-home mom. I homeschooled my children. And when my youngest finished her high school studies, I wanted to stay productive, so I thought it would be really fun to go out after 20-some-odd years and get a job. And I did. I got my first part-time job, and it was really fun and exciting for about 2 weeks. And then I wondered what I was thinking. And it was around that time that I saw this information. I jumped on board very quickly. In that first month that I worked this business, oh, roughly 1 to 2 hours a day on average, I made about $1,000 a month, and that is way better than a part-time job. And even more exciting, just recently I was able to retire my husband from his corporate job. He'd been at for over 20 years, and to be able to come and work this business with me, it's just a wonderful, wonderful, exciting opportunity.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America, where I had the corner office, the window, the alarm codes, the keys, the expense account, the car. I had arrived. I also had no life. A few years ago, when this information was shared with me, it gave me an opportunity to get my life back to where I do what I want, when I want, with who I want. You know, I love the fact that when I leave the room, my grandchildren are screaming. My wife doesn't like that. But I have that kind of time with my family, and time freedom is what life's about. I love Prepaid Legal.
Hello, my name is Leslie Udy, and when my husband got started with this company, I actually owned a business of my own, a police uniform and equipment store, and I was happy doing what I was doing. However, it was taking up about 14 hours of my day, Monday through Saturday, and I didn't like that part of it. It wasn't exactly the American dream I thought it was going to be. I had no time for the things I wanted to do. I had no time for my family. I was able to come and join my husband in this business, and that's no longer a part of my life, and I now have all the freedom that I want to do all of the things that I love to do with my little grandkids and my kids. I love this company.
Hi, my name's Ryan Burns. I got started working with Prepaid Legal a little over 2 years ago, and it's dramatically changed my life. I remember my testimonial last year when I had just got back from the cruise that paid me a little over $2,000. Now I'm excited to say a year later it paid me a little over $4,500 while we're on our way to Mexico and back. Love Prepaid Legal.
Part of the presentation is, you know, the local stories of the other people. I mean, there's a lot of businesses, you know, they'll fly in a big important person and, you know, he's making good money, but the rest of the room ain't got a deposit from the company. I was in four of those companies. And it's nice to see that there's so many different diverse backgrounds and stuff. Everything from not graduating from high school, from college graduates, corporate America, success stories, and all of them are finding a way to have success here in Prepaid Legal Services. So here's the action steps for the guests today. First of all, become a member of the service. No contract, month to month, but you know, get your family protected. Get that will, that estate planning in place. Make sure you have access to your legal rights and identity theft protection. On top of that, become an associate. $72. To go out there and own a piece of a New York Stock Exchange company. That, you know, like Mr. Burns, after his second year, paying him a six-figure income, went from $13 an hour to six figures. But he had a $249 investment back then. Right now, $72 investment. I mean, we've all spent $72 on a weekend we don't remember anymore. So, I mean, $72 is not a big investment. And then, you know, plug into the training. Every Thursday night, right here in this building, we have the top leaders in the state volunteer their time to come down here from 7 to 9:30 and personally mentor you and train you to teach you how to have success in this business. Now think about that. You know, if you wanted to become a good golfer, you'd have to spend some serious time at the driving range with somebody. How much per hour would you pay a golf pro to teach you simple techniques? $60, $70, $80 an hour for lessons? Yeah. And really, what's the likelihood that you're ever going to turn those into a money-making opportunity? Not very likely. And yet, you can literally go out there and make a few thousand dollars your first month in this business with just a little bit of basic training, a little bit of coaching from some of the top leaders. So definitely plug into that. So my portion of the presentation is done. What we're going to do You circle up for the next few minutes. Circle up with the person that invited you here. Get your paperwork filled out and get started and join our team today. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take about a 15-minute intermission. There's some vending machines, bathrooms, and stuff out there that you'll be able to hit. There's some tools in the back of the room, DVDs and stuff like that. We're going to ask everybody to clear the room here in about 5 minutes. Go out there, stretch, and stuff like that. If you want to leave your stuff on your chair to reserve your seat where you're sitting right now, that's totally fine. But we're going to, anyone who's a guest here today, if you'd like to stay for the next part, you're going to need a ticket. There'll be a purple wristband. You'll need a purple wristband to get back into the room. We have a gentleman that, I mean, just his speaking fee is thousands of dollars just to show up and share the information that he shares. Normally it's $149 per person to get into this training that he does. You guys have all been able to get into this event today. $20, and that's for the husband and the wife together to get in, which is an absolute incredible deal. He's going to show you how to save thousands of dollars. I'm going to make sure I say this right. Save thousands of dollars on last year's business, but far more on 2010's business. I mean, in the 10 years that I've been here, we've never, ever been able to get this man's schedule freed up and to get it at the very beginning of 2010 so you can take the information and then utilize it through the entire year is going to be a huge, huge lifesaver for each and every one of you. And I know that we're going to have more people showing up to get in here. So when we do come back in, you're going to need a purple wristband, and we're going to need to no saving seats for people that are not here at this point when we come back in, because we are going to max out the fire code capacity in this room today. So with that all said, thank you all very much, and we'll see you all back here in about 20 minutes.